Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
You know what I'm not loving?
What?
Not getting home until 3 in the morning last night and not getting any sleep and feeling like dog poo.
Well, why'd you do that?
Because American motherfucking Airlines is the fucking worst. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you something. 98% of the time, if you are flying through Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, you are going to be delayed or canceled. And that is just the truth.
That's probably true.
They are the worst airport on the face of the planet.
I just absolutely hate traveling because once you're in the system, you are in the system and there is just like, they just have you right where they want you.
In the system? What are you talking about?
I mean, once you go through security and you're in, you're like at their freaking disposal. It's true. It's like, I mean, once you're somewhere away from, I mean, it's just like, I hate it. Did you see that I posted?
Yes, I liked it.
You did?
Yes.
You didn't comment?
I don't know if I commented. I was in the middle of stagecoach frenzy.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway.
Well, plenty of other people had comments. Let's pull it up. Oh, yeah. This might be a record for you. This is not YFT. 1,486 comments on this post.
Is that a lot?
Well, what is that a lot? You normally get like 100.
Really?
Oh, actually, wow, you have great engagement. Okay, there's like 200 on this one.
Huh.
200, 111.
Great engagement.
Ooh, 372.
Hmm. What was that of, me and Molly?
No, that was, wait, three, ooh, 535. You and, well, the flowers party, you and Dom. 372 was smoke 'em if you got 'em. The oh, like 1,400 comments is nuts.
So stoners, I'm not going to lie. Actually, I'm not going to give an exact date because I feel like some things just need to stay private and personal. But Dom and I actually have been engaged for a minute. This did not just happen yesterday. And, you know, it feels like it just happened yesterday because, first of all, I'm going to give a little speech real quick. You know what I love about pot is it just opens you up. It just, it's like, you see things so clearly.
I can see clearly now.
The rain is freaking gone.
Oh my God.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see
all the
obstacles that were in my way.
We don't need the song. We need the speech.
You know what? I do feel like I'm really good and nice person. I think, honestly, when I die, I always think, what will people say about me? And I kind of feel like really nice things.
When I die.
Because I really do strive to just, or actually, it's actually a problem because I don't like confrontation. But I just, anyway, the amount and the outpouring of love that I felt after I posted that, from people I've worked with, from friends, from Miley's fans, from stoners, from like every aspect of my life, every single person that really knows me, and even people that don't really know me, but like I feel like have been fans since Miley was on Hannah Montana, and like people I've worked with from like way back. The amount of messages and the things that people said just honestly blew me away and made me feel so loved and made me realize like how many amazing, beautiful relationships that I've made since I moved to LA. And, but friends that aren't here as well, like friends that I've known forever. And it was just like, there's so much negativity out in the world. To actually read through the comments and read my DMs, there was nothing but pure love in every message I received. And I just, like, honestly, I wish I was a big old star so I could go somewhere and give this speech and, like, lots of people would hear it. But anyway, if you're one of those people, thank you, thank you, thank you. And honestly, I was just blown away at all the people that reached out and said just really beautiful things.
Well, that is just great.
It really meant a lot to me, like a lot. And anyway, so stoners, the reason I hadn't really been talking about it much was, you know, first of all, it's just bringing attention is always, you know, just hard of being in the public eye. But there was just something, Dom and I had such a special day that day. And like just the connection that we have, like I just literally like, we just had an amazing day. And every single day with him is amazing, but this one was extra special. And I just felt like posting it because I love him. And so I did. But the problem being, I woke up this morning to go get coffee and there were four paparazzi sitting at my gate that chased me to the Starbucks. And I had just gotten out of bed. So I turned around and came back home and asked my lovely gardener, Alex, who's been with me for like 15 years, if he would go. But then I had to go do something else at a friend's house 20 minutes away. They followed me the entire way there. Like it's just so annoying. So like, those are all the reasons like I hadn't already posted, but yes, yesterday wasn't the actual day, but I just wanted to let everybody know that Tish is doing great. MT is on it. She is happy. It is amazing. I am in love and I got the most amazing man on the planet. That's how I feel.
You did.
Honestly, Bran. Like this man, you guys, so here, and I'm never talking about things like this to disregard or nothing that I'm saying is reflecting my other relationship, but I will say, like I've just never known because I've been married since I'm 26 and for 30 years, and I just, this relationship is so completely and totally different. And I did not think at 55, like I would, you know, find someone that I fit with so perfect. And it just like made me realize, like I was so young when I got married. I don't even know. That was just amazing. It lasted 30 years, but you know, it was so different because it was raising kids and you're kind of in your career and trying to like build careers and stability for what's now. But this relationship, like girls, I can tell you what you should be looking for, because I just never had a partnership in my marriage at all. And with Dom, like before he like is going to accept a movie or before he's going to just, he always brings me into the conversation, like really into the conversation and make decisions together. And that's what my parents were. My parents were best friends, lovers, business partners, like all of it. And I just have that with Dom. And I think maybe because we're both older, which again, I think a lot of people are really rooting for me and now us, because I mean, listen, he's 2 years younger than me. He is, and he is fine. And what I'm saying is like, could he be with the 30-year-old or 35-year-old? Yes. And he's not. And I think like we're just in such a the exact same time of our lives. Like we've both raised our kids, which makes things a lot easier. And we're both getting good places in our career and things like that. But like, I just like think that it should be all of it. Friends, partners, lovers, all of it. And I just say, girls, if don't settle. Like be alone, but don't settle. Being alone is great sometimes. Like when I was alone during COVID, I loved it. Me too.
I love it a lot. I think that is like a big part of a relationship is like making decisions together. And I think when people start making decisions for themselves and not together is when shit starts to go wrong, you know?
I agree. Big time.
Yeah. I that's kind of how my last relationship ended, was someone making decisions about us without me. And that really hurt my feelings. And I really thought like we were in it together until that happened. And it really changes everything. So I love that Dom does that. And I get, you guys, I stay with them when I'm in LA. So I get a firsthand look, like inside look at how they are together. And he's so wonderful. He's so sweet. He does like get groceries for her out of the car, go pick up coffee for her. And he's just like, he sits and chats and asks about her day. And they sit outside and hang out together. It's just so cute. And so I think like I do feel like he's like your best friend. And I truly think that's more important than anything.
Yeah, because I just think a lot of time it's just about being attracted to someone or like that, like the importance of actually being someone's best friend and like actually like hanging out together mm-hmm. is pretty important. You know, and like that is what I like even like watching like Dom will always like Brandy leaves and then he actually does remember like the conversations, you know, like you have with him. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh, Brandy went to play a show. How'd it go? Like he actually listens and actually cares. Like it's
he's very present.
Very present.
Like one of the most present people I've ever met, actually.
Absolutely. It's awesome.
It's rare. Yeah.
But anyway, we'll talk more about this, but I just wanted to fill in the stoners.
Love that. Yeah. It's funny because I was at Stagecoach when you posted that. And I was with, you know, my besties, Val and Marta. And so it's like we all have known for a while now, too. So I was like, oh, this is so crazy that she posted this today because everyone's going to hit me up about it. And it's going to like feel so new all over again. But it's just not, you know. But I'm glad you finally posted it. I know you've been talking about wanting to for a while. So I was happy to see that you finally did. And the photos were fire. So like they needed to be seen.
Vijit Mohindra, he just kills it every mm-hmm. time. And so, you know, the reason we had photos was this was a complete surprise. Like Dom's family knew, my family knew, but I did not know. And of course, Molly, you know, takes care of everything. And so she had her photographer Vijit there. And like, I didn't even know he was like behind me at one point and then everybody ran out and it was all great. But so, yeah, I did not know. It was a total surprise. But yeah, Molly had Vijit there. So we got those pictures, which was so great. And, you know, everybody was there and it was just so much fun. So what are you doing?
Oh, I'm so freaking tired. Did you miss my opening monologue?
Tell me.
Fucking flying sucks.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks. Okay, so I was a Stagecoach, so I left out of Palm Springs yesterday. My flight wasn't until 2:45, but I had just, you know, a little layover in Dallas. It was only supposed to be an hour and a half, and for some reason, my first flight did not have Wi-Fi, which is like, you know, it's not like I have to have the Wi-Fi, but I do like to be able to keep track of my connecting flight. So it wasn't until I landed that I saw that my flight, which was already, and we landed a little early. So I already had like 2 hours to kill in Dallas. And then my flight to Nashville was delayed until 11:30 p.m., which put me in Dallas-Fort Worth Airport for 4.5 hours.
I absolutely despise when that
It was not good. And to make it even worse, so we land, you know, a little early. And instead of getting us to a fucking gate, they sat us on the runway. Forever. Like it was just like the slowest moving thing in the world getting us to a gate. And I was like checking my phone to see if there was any other flight that was going to Nashville that I could hop on that was leaving earlier because I don't check bags. And I do that for this very reason. So I looked and it was like 7:20 when I landed. I was sitting on the runway and there was a 7:50 flight leaving for Nashville, but it was in a different terminal. And I was like, if I run, there's a chance that I'll make it and I'll get home like 5 hours earlier than I would. You know, I was like, this is worth trying to get out, you know? So as soon as the seatbelt sign goes off, I jump up, get my shit. And I like this fucking lady in front of me was moving at a snail's pace. And I was like, hi, ma'am. I'm so sorry. I have a really tight connection. Is there any way I can just squeeze past you? And she turned around and she goes, I also have a connection. And I was like, oh, I was like, okay, well, I'm so sorry. Yeah, no worries. Go ahead. And she took her sweet ass time and let everyone get off in front of her and took me about 15 minutes to actually get off the plane. And I still was like, you know what? I'm still going to try. So I busted my ass, ran through the airport, jumped, got on the train, went, changed terminals, ran up to the gate, got there and it said flight closed. And I was like, please, 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 please. Is there any way? They're like, no. I was like, ugh. And if it hadn't been for that stupid ass rude lady, I probably could have made that flight.
She just wouldn't let you squoosh by.
No. And if she had, I could have skipped everybody that was so slow to get up. I could have just like been like the third person off the plane. And she did. She was so rude.
That sucks.
I was like, yeah, you've got a connection. Obviously, like you're in a hurry. No, you're not. Like you're moving so freaking slow.
Well, I'm sorry, but are you so glad to be home?
So glad. But I didn't get home till 3 a.m. And I just didn't. Your girl didn't get a lot of sleep that last night in Palm Springs. We partied a little too hard. So I was like so tired and like just wanted my bed and didn't get in till so late. And then the dogs are so happy to see me. So they're like hype and I can't go right to sleep. And it was just like a whole thing.
So did you have fun at Stagecoach? I know you didn't go to the shows, but was it a blast?
It was more fun not going to the festival.
I hear that from everyone.
It was more fun. So we stayed at the cutest hotel. You have to go stay there. Miley would love it too. It was called Casa Cody.
It looked and it was amazing.
Amazing. It was so, it's right in downtown Palm Springs. Like you can walk a couple blocks and you're right on that main strip with all the food and everything. But it's this old historic hotel that was built in like the early 1900s and they've redone it, but kept so much of the original, everything, the original windows, the doors, the floors. Like it's so freaking cool. And a lot of the rooms are their own little casitas, and then there's some rooms that are attached. But Val and I got to stay in this cute little house. It was like a two-bedroom house, and it was just so old and so cool and so cozy. And we just had the best time. Marta came too. And anyway, Stagecoach was lovely. Stagecoach and the really adorable Casa Cody. You and Dom should go have a staycation there. It was so cute.
It looked beautiful.
Yeah, it was just a great time.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you have fun.
And now I'm back and I'm busy and
okay, well, should we get into some of our
We have to tell the stoners, we have to talk about our facials.
Oh well, stoners, I have been telling you about the new skincare that I love. Now I am gonna say it is somewhat expensive, but this is the absolute, like, I have never used a skincare that like this one, just like I have seen so many results from it. It's crazy. Like I was thinking I needed to go get IPL, which is a laser and you have to do 3 treatments. And they're like literally like what? $1,800 a piece, maybe 12.
Yeah, they're
so expensive. And my little brown spots, like, I don't know if you can see it. We should have gotten it before.
Yeah. You're blurry.
Like they are going away and my skin feels so soft. Like it is so crazy. Like it is just fabulous. So anyway.
Okay. So let's tell the stoners. We learned how to correctly pronounce the name.
Biologique.
And I was close. Yeah, you are. Biologique Recherche.
Biologique Recherche.
There you go. So I was so glad. Recherche. I said that last time. That's correct. But it's bio.
Biologique.
Biologique Recherche.
Biologique.
Yes. So that is it. So
which basically is biological research.
Oh my God. Okay. So we got to go into their super cute, what would you call that? Like a spa?
Yeah,
like
spa. It's spa.
It was like a boutique. It was beautiful. It was like the most beautiful friggin' spa I've ever seen. It's on Melrose Place in Hollywood. And they took us like into this room and it had 2 beds in there. So we got to do our facials together, which was so fun. And they did this whole skin analysis on our face before we even started, which was cool. And I don't know how it works, but they have these like probes and they like basically like touch different parts of your face and it analyzes your like hydration percentage, your skin barrier strength, all this crazy stuff. But the cool thing about that is it tells them what products that to use during your facial. And it's like very custom and catered to you. So shout out to them for having us. I loved it. They gave us some products to take home and try and I can't wait to give it a go.
Oh, and let's talk about, you know, those tests they did in our face. Brandy's and ours, mine were identical.
Literally identical. It's funny because like, even though they're going to find out all the answers, they ask you questions beforehand. They're like, is your skin dry? Are you oily? And I'm like, well, you're about to tell me, like, why are you even asking me? But it was almost felt like a quiz where I was scared to say something. Like, I'm like, yeah, my skin's dry. And then what if they test me and they're like, yeah, no, your skin's not dry. And this whole time I've been using products for dry skin. I was like so nervous. But my skin is dry, but they said that my chin was very oily and like right in this spot here. And my mom's was too. How crazy is that? Like that was your one
spot.
My
skin is so dry all the time. It draws me nuts. I don't really think that's true about mine.
Mine gets like flaky here.
I don't get shiny there.
Mine does get shiny. My chin gets shiny. I get shiny right here.
But
that's
anyway.
Why I keep this little powder puff product right here where I can just give it a little.
That's hilarious.
Whenever I'm looking shiny.
Well, ours was identical. So, you know, I was very happy about that.
identical.
And you know what? I said, I think I have bad skin elasticity, and I do on my body. But she said I didn't on my face. She said it was actually in a very high percent.
Same. Mine was great.
The moral of this story is, honestly, I just cannot say enough about their skincare, because I literally just keep looking in the mirror freaking, because I'm like, those sunspots are literally just like gone. I have one right here, but besides that, the rest of them are literally going away.
Well, I love that. That's great.
And my skin just feels softer and actually like just much more dewy. It's amazing. But it is kind of hard but it is hard if you don't kind of get them to tell you the products, because they have so many products. It's insane.
Yeah, it was very overwhelming.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, before we dive into DRMTs, we can talk off limits of hair, but I'm going to start. I read the Colleen Hoover book, It Ends With Us. We've talked about it before, I think, but I know this is like not a new book and that everyone and their freaking mom has read this book, but me. I finally read it. I finished it. All it took me were my two flights there and back, and I finished it last night and the 4 hours I spent in Dallas, Fort Worth. But I loved it so much. Mom, have you read it?
No. Do I need to try to beat Reese and get the ride?
Oh, no. It's already done deal. Blake Lively's already playing. They've already cast the whole thing. Yeah. And so I will say the reason I picked it up is because, you know, I have the most massive crush on Brandon Sklenner, who plays Spencer Dutton on 1923. So they cast him as the role of Atlas. And then Blake Lively plays the lead. Justin Baldoni plays the other love interest in it. So the cast is stacked, and it's Justin Baldoni. Yeah. How funny is that?
Oh, my gosh. That's a blast from the past. I love Jason.
Justin. It's the same. Oh. Justin Baldoni. She's so stoned. I cannot. Anyway.
I've known that kid forever. It's
unbelievable.
Insane.
Anyway, I know this is not news. Everyone's read this book. But if you haven't, highly recommend. Mom, you have to read the book. And then I didn't realize there's a sequel. So I ordered on Amazon today. And I'll be diving into that shortly.
Wow. I need a good new book to read.
You're going to love this one. You need to get it.
Okay, that sounds great. But I need to read stuff to see if I can get the rights to it to make shows.
Well, maybe she's got some other books.
I'm sure she does. But you know what?
Colleen Hoover.
It would be nice for you to be reading books for those reasons. Do a little research for your mother.
Oh, me? You want me to put the hours in to find your next freaking hit TV show?
Yes, for sure.
Only if you cast Brandon so I can meet him. Okay, bye.
I'll do that.
You got any off limits for us?
You know, I already told you about Bad Sisters, which I just absolutely loved. Did you watch Beef yet?
No, I haven't. You still loving it?
I'm finished. Here's what I will say. I feel like the last two episodes could have been joined into one. I feel like the last episode was kind of not needed. You have to watch it and see. But I will say, I just loved how different this was. This show is about two people that get into road rage and then literally just take it to another level where they just torture each other forever. It is absolutely insane. And it's just like nothing I would ever like watch had it not been like number one on Netflix. And I'm always like, just needing to know what's out there. And so I decided to watch it and I could not stop. It is so, I love the guy that's the lead in it. He is so good. And I mean, honestly, the whole thing's just good. You have to watch it.
Oh, did you know that the last episodes of Firefly Lane came out?
Yes. And I already started watching it.
Oh, you did. You did. I haven't started yet.
Okay, so I didn't know. And then I'm literally laying in bed last night and saw. And I'm like, what? So I just started watching it. I was so excited. But you know what? Yeah. I actually think they screwed up on that. They should not have played. They should not have done like the first six episodes and then had us wait this long. Because honestly, I was so in it at that time. It's taken me... Like, I feel like they took us out of the story and now I can't quite get back in.
The new trend, though, is to do this, like put out half the season.
I don't like
and then
it.
I know Ozark did it, remember? And
yeah. I mean, like when you're in it, you're in it. And once you're out of it, I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that with my shows.
Great.
I just think that's whoever thought that was a genius idea, some friggin' exec. And it's actually
some
not.
Exec so that's just trying to make more money. Yeah, it's
exactly.
Ridiculous.
Let's think outside of the box. No, let's go back into the damn box and give everybody all the episodes at once. It's no.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Either keep it week to week or do it all at once. Oh, you know what I'm behind on that everybody I'm sure has seen? Please tell me you watched Free Solo.
That is so old.
Is it?
The rock climbing thing?
Brandy, why would anyone possibly ever think that's a good idea?
I don't know, but Mom, this came out so many years ago.
Well, I love it. And if anybody hasn't seen it, you've probably all seen it. You have to watch it. It is a documentary about this guy named Alex who rock climbs the, like, literally things nobody has ever tried before, like straight up and down like a granite mountain. And he does it with no ropes, none, zero. So if he slips, which I honestly just do not understand, how you could be climbing something for 6 hours and the way his fingers dig into the rocks, like it would hurt so bad. And like you are literally hanging by the like ends of your fingers and the tips of your toes. And if you slip, you are just dead. Like there is no question about it. You are dying. And you're literally like there's sometimes he's not even completely grasping with his hands. He is literally holding by his fingers. I just don't even understand how it's possible. And he has done the, I mean, like, it's just crazy. So anyway, if you haven't seen it, watch it. But I just liked him so much. And then someone told me today that since that came out, he's married with a child, I think. And I'm like, wow. Oh, I was like, I wonder if he's still doing it or has now he not? Because, you know, that was a thing in the documentary about their relationship. And now that he had had a girlfriend, you know, does it change things?
Right.
So I wonder if he's not doing it anymore since he had a kid.
You're so behind.
I know.
Are you okay?
Let's go to, am I not?
Did you take shrooms? Like, I'm confused.
No, I didn't. Am I acting weird?
Stoners. A little. You weren't in the beginning, but now you are. Stoners, the other day when I flew to LA, well, we were just all hanging out and Miley goes, Mom, you're just so great today. You're just in such a great headspace. And she goes, I already took two shrooms today. LOL. Should I take some more? And we were like,
they're little. They're these little teeny mushroom gummies with the smallest amount. It's like the smallest microdose.
Well, now every time you're acting just a little funky, I'm going to think you're taking mushrooms.
That is hilarious. No, it's because I just got stoned. I haven't been stoned today. Mm-hmm. Aren't I so much better and relaxed when or no? Well, let's let the people have their time. Let's get some DRMTs going.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's get her focused, people.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name is Amelia. I just love the podcast so much. I love you too. And your relationship with each other. It just brings me so much warmth and joy to listen to such a lovely mother-daughter relationship. I have a bit of a strained relationship with my mom, so I really appreciate you two and all the joy and brightness that you bring. And I have a question about design. So I am moving into a new apartment in about a month with my boyfriend of almost 3 years now, which I'm really excited about. But something that I really struggle with design-wise is sprucing up a bathroom. So looking to get new towels and bath mats, shower curtain, all those things. But I have a hard time making it not look just dingy and wet and gross all the time. So I'm looking for any tips that you have on how to spruce up the bathroom, any products that you really love, and also just any general tips on moving in with a partner for the first time. If you have any insight on that, I would really love to hear your thank you so much. Bye.
Tips on sprucing up a bathroom.
So one of my biggest things is I always think if you change out the hardware on the cabinetry, usually if you're getting an apartment, the hardware is always just like old and usually silver or like nickel. And some, like, there's certain, like, a real nickel I actually do like. But I think, like, if you just go in and change out the hardware to something kind of just simple and modern, I prefer black hardware. I think it just changes everything. And also just, like, a fresh coat of paint. And, you know, I also, like, I'm the same way. I just put a new bath mat in my bathroom. And honestly, it's like, once you get out of the shower and step on it and it's wet, it feels like it stays wet for, like, 4 hours. Like, it drives me crazy, a bath mat. But used to, I had one of those teak, you know, it's like a teak bath mat that you can put right outside. And I just think I'm going to go back to that. I think I like it so much better. So, like,
yeah, those are pretty.
And I love teak in a bathroom. I think it's so pretty. So those are some updates I do.
I really like when people have a fun wallpaper in a bathroom, even if it's just like the wall behind the mirror or something. My friend Chelsea just wallpapered her bathroom and it is so cute.
I love that too. I really do. I love, and like, honestly, sometimes it's like the one room, I think, because I'm so like simple. Like, I love everything white, like on my walls and all that. But I feel like then in the bathroom, you can do something like that that's more fun. And in a smaller space, it makes a bigger statement. But I absolutely love that too.
Tips on moving in with a partner? I would say have separate bathrooms. That's my biggest tip.
1,000,000%. Separate bathrooms, separate closets if possible. Yeah, just make him use the guest bathroom and closet.
Yeah, exactly.
If there is one.
Yeah, I think too, if possible, I'm not sure like if you're living in an apartment or what, but I also think like if you can each kind of have somewhere that's your own space to kind of go and decompress and like have some alone time. I think that's really important. And if you live in a small place, maybe even like a porch or like just like an outdoor space or something where you can just kind of go and like chill is nice too.
Agreed. Absolutely. I like my alone time. I do too. And like, I want to watch my shows and I'm totally fine if Dom doesn't want to and wants to watch sports or whatever. Like we live together, we're together enough. Like we can go do our own things in the evening, which I think we both really prefer. Like sometimes we don't do that. Like last night, we watched Free Solo together. But like most nights, like I want to go watch something that I want to watch and he wants to watch sports. So I think actually being able to get away and have alone time is like so good for your relationship too.
Yeah. Agree.
Hey, Brandy and Tarish. My name's Katie, and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. Before I ask my question, I just wanted to say that I was lucky enough to go to the New Year's Eve taping in Miami, and Brandy, I got to say hi to you. You were so nice. That night made my entire life, and I'm literally still shook. It's basically my only personality trait that I got to go to that taping. But my question has nothing to do with that night. I was wondering, how do y'all feel about matching tattoos with your significant other? I've been considering getting one with my husband, but I'm kind of scared it's a curse. Have y'all ever gotten one? And do you regret it? Should I just do it? Let me know. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, Tish has a tattoo.
I have. I absolutely do have that. And you know what? Honestly, I love it. And I want to do that with Dom. No, but what I'm saying is, even though that is going to be on there forever, that was a real significant part of my life. And what I love about tattoos is like, they kind of tell your story in some ways, like where you were at a certain time in your life. And while we wanted, like I have, She Wants to Fly. That's when I was having a midlife crisis.
My God. It's so true.
Seriously, I was having a midlife crisis and got She Wants to Fly.
She was.
I mean, I was flying.
Flying in her little $100,000 Mercedes convertible.
I'm serious. But you know what? I found out I have zero hormones. Zero. No wonder I was having a psychological breakdown. But the point to this is like all my tattoos mean something to me. And so I think that they're always just a little reminder of where you've been and where you are and where you're freaking going. So go for it.
Maybe like skip the wedding ring though.
I would do, I'm going to do my thing, I'm going to do my thing, and
I'm so scared.
I was listening to that today.
So cute that she got to come to the New Year's show.
So cute.
Yeah, that was fun.
Sorry I wasn't out in the audience to say hi. Molly had me trapped in the quick change.
Hello, my name is Tiffany. I just have a question. I'll start out by saying that I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I really, really love it. I started listening to it in 2020 and have just been a fan. We're listening to the old episodes mixed with the new ones. My question is, you both have been through a lot in life, good and bad, I'm assuming. And I just want to know, how do you maintain trust with people? Those in your life, relationships, friendships, family, anybody, how do you take that leap and keep that trust and make that step, even if you've been hurt or just circumstances in life, how do you keep that trust? Second question is, you've obviously had a lot of accomplishments in your life. What is there the moment where you just looked at yourself and thought, I'm proud of myself? Was there a specific moment that made that happen, or is it just a random moment? Has it happened yet? Are you still waiting? So those are my questions. And I just want to thank you for doing what you do to make the podcast happen. I love it. I think everybody loves it who listens. And to me, it makes me feel like it's part of your family as I listen to it, as crazy as that sounds. So thank you for doing the podcast. I am not stoned. It makes me paranoid, unfortunately, but maybe I need to try something different. So anyway, have a great day. And I'll hope to hear this on the podcast. Bye.
She's cute.
I'm going to have you answer the first one. I'm going to answer the second one.
Fascinating. The first one, the first one is like, what? How do you trust people after you kind of get burned? Is that what she said? I thought you were going to say, smoke more weed is what I do to cope. Like, that's what I heard coming at you. I was going to say, like,
keep it moving. I trust people until they give me a reason not to, and then that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of the same way. I don't know. It is hard. I do feel like, I feel like usually I'll give somebody like one second chance, but that's kind of it. If like, if you're having to have a second chance, then you gotta go.
Agreed.
That's kind of how I feel, you know?
Mm-hmm. Me too. But, and then the second question was about having lots of accomplishments and which one, like, are you most proud of? Like, what's something that you did that you've been the most proud of? And then is that how she kind of said it?
Yeah, she was saying, like, was there a moment when you kind of like were able to like step back and like be proud of your accomplishments or what you've done? Like, if the moment like that stood out to you at all?
And then she said, or has that not happened, that you've actually not looked back and go, oh, I'm really proud of myself? That's what she said. So I will say, and this is another reason why I love my little Dominic so much, is because, you know, he like empowers me in a way that I've never kind of felt before, like, so builds me up to like, I don't think I ever really like had any confidence like in myself, or not that I don't know how to explain it. I guess I haven't realized like how big of an accomplishment and how accomplished I am, because I don't really think of it that way. It's weird. Cause I just,
yeah. Well, he also is like your biggest cheerleader, and I don't know that you've really had that before.
I haven't at all. So anyway, the point to this is like, we've had a lot of accomplishments. Like, I've managed Molly since day one, and the things that she's done are incredible. But like, as much as I always feel like those are her accomplishments, like, Dom always makes me realize, well, you're the one that took her to LA. You've managed her all this time. These are your accomplishments. And they are. But like, now that I also have my deal at NBC Peacock, which I love my family. And like, I still have my deal over there, and I love being there so much. And recently, it's like how your deal is, you do deals with studios like every year, every 2 years, and my deal was up, and I was just really scared, and I was letting like other people, you know, agents and lawyers and everything, you know, I was going to them like being like, oh, what's going to happen to my deal and blah, blah, blah. And they were talking to my people at the studio, and I was just like really anxious about it, not knowing what was going to happen. And so Dom goes, darling, why are you letting everyone else speak for you or, you know, speak to my exec? Like, why aren't you going in face to face and doing it? And I was like, I don't know. I want it to happen so bad. Maybe I also was just a little scared of getting a no. But you know what? Sure. I was like, well, you know what? Then I'll know. Then I will know. He's right. So I emailed her and asked her if I could come in and speak with her. And I did. And you know what? We had this really a few moments of like a mom to mom talk because she also has children, and also just a like real human to human talk. And both of us like just were so happy that like that happened and that I had asked to come in. And guess what? My deal got redone the next day. And it was
sure did.
It was such an amazing feeling of an accomplishment that like I accomplished something that's mine, you know, like my production company is like mine and I get to control the creative and all the things. And so like when that happened, it was the first time, and this was only a few weeks ago, the very first time I ever was like really proud of myself in something like, you know, business like that. So anyway,
I love that.
That's my little story.
Then then you can feel that all over again when your first show gets put on NBC.
I know.
How about
that? That's like, so excited. There is a writer's strike, which is going to slow some things down that's happening this week. And so, but you know what? It doesn't matter. Like just doing all the things that my company's done in the last 2 or 3 years, like I'm just so proud of, like whether they, I mean, I definitely want them on the air, but just selling so many shows to NBC and Peacock has just been so awesome. So that's what I'm proud of.
I love that, Tiz.
Me too.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I know you are. I said,
cause you're not good with like confrontation of any kind. And you went in and did that willingly. So proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, we got one more.
Hey, dear MT. I just wanted to say, oh my gosh,
she's done.
A little shout out to Noah Cyrus. That girl has gotten me through so much these past couple of years with her EP, The End of Everything. All of those songs I run to on a daily basis, and they make me feel like I'm not alone, but I'm so excited to keep listening to her new album. And man, just a shout out for Noah, Young Nikki.
Oh, Nikki.
She's so talented, and the work she puts out, it really means a lot to me more than anything. So thank you, Brandy, for being a great big sister to her, and MT for being such a great role model. But shout out to Young Nikki. Love ya. Bye.
She is stoned as hell.
She is so stoned. And that honestly, it is what I love about Noah's music the most. It is so honest, like truly, truly honest and real to the things that she's gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And I can barely listen to her records. They make me so sad.
I know.
I mean, like, seriously. And if anyone hasn't heard, it will still be one of my favorite songs she's ever written. It's called My Side of the Bed. When I listen to it, I honestly, it just like, oh, just because I know every single person that's been in any type of a real relationship has felt that way, where it's truly about being in bed with someone and it just feeling so cold and lonely, even though your person's right there. It is like when she sings it, I feel it, and it is so sad and so amazing. So, but it does make you feel less alone. It's like, oh, somebody else has also felt that way. So I think that is what Noah does best. She's an incredible songwriter. It's insane.
Agreed. All right. Well, that was fun. I feel like you were out of it for a minute, but you've come full circle.
How bad was I out of it?
You're out of it there for a sec. I was losing you. Wait, who's that?
What?
Oh, Florence Pugh. She's really been slaying the fashion game lately. What is on her head? Guys, if you guys don't just look at the photos from Met Gala red carpet, like you have to. It is just so entertaining. I never really understand the theme. I know it has something to do with Karl Lagerfeld this year, like honoring him, but I still don't really understand how that's in an exact theme. But There's a lot of white, I'll say. I've seen a lot of white dresses on the carpet. Florence has got some sort of feather thing on her head. I don't know.
I would think she's gorgeous, though. Either black. I feel like it should be black and white, period.
It's a lot of black and white.
Uh-huh.
A lot of black and white.
Because Carl, that's how Carl dressed.
Yeah. It's a lot of black and white for sure. A lot of people are posting things that say things that look bridal a little bit too, which is interesting. Okay. Well, we love you guys. Make sure and call in to Dear MT. We love answering your questions. We love getting to feature the stoners on the show. If you want to call and leave us a voicemail, that number is 5167 stoner. Very easy. And if you are driving and can't write it down, it's on our Instagram page at @cyberstoned. Make sure you're following us. We do post video clips to promo the show every week, and people do love them. I get so many questions, like of people being like, "Where can I watch the whole video podcast?" And I'm like, unfortunately, we're not quite there yet. If you listen, you know how many technical difficulties we have on a weekly basis. So we're not quite there where we can film the whole episodes, but we do love putting out those teasers for you guys. And my mom's just so freaking funny. Every time we have one to post, we just sit and watch them over and over again and just laugh at how freaking funny she is. She laughs at herself constantly.
Because I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even remember that.
Yikes.
Yikes. So fun. Honestly, I just have so much fun with you guys.
It is fun. We love the stoners.
Goodbye. Bye, stoners. You know what I feel like we might should do?
What?
Should we all watch something together?
No.
I don't understand why. I just wanted to do this before.
What purpose would that serve, would you say?
Because then when we talk about like these things, like what we're going to watch next and everybody watch it, then we talk about it, everybody really knows what we're talking about.
Well, if you would watch things that have come out recently instead of Free Solo, which came out like a billion years ago, then you would be watching everything with us because all of us are watching current shit.
This is very, very true.
Yeah. So,
and honestly, I don't even know what's out because honestly, I could not get through this Jennifer Garner show.
Yeah, same.
It was, I'm sorry. No, it was not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I agree. Summer is always kind of a slump in TV.
I'm still thinking what we could all watch together.
Okay, you think about that and we'll talk about it next week. Love y'all.
Okay, we need suggestions. Let's all watch something together and then people can call in and we can discuss it.
Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.